Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with news on the transfer front as boss Pep Guardiola continues to scour the transfer market for potential summer arrivals. Reports say that City have made Valencia youngster Ferran Torres their top transfer target this summer. The 20-year-old has impressed in Spain in recent years and he has been linked with a move to the Etihad for some time. It is believed that Torres will be open to making the move to the Premier League and is keen to work with Guardiola. Meanwhile, of course, David Silva has now, will depart City at the end of the season. He's played his final Premier League game. Plenty of tributes to him in the past few days, but where he plays his football next remains uncertain. The latest reports from Italy say that Lazio are in negotiations to sign the City legend, who is set to leave the club at the end of the season. Meanwhile, Real striker Mariano Diaz has tested positive for coronavirus and that's cast out on his participation in Real's Champions League tie at Manchester City next week. It's thought at this stage that there's no danger of the game being called off at the Etihad on August the 7th. City lead, of course, 2-1 from the first leg. Real have said that tests were conducted on the squad on Monday and the 26-year-old Diaz has been described as being in perfect health, but he has tested positive, so he will be self-isolating at home. The second leg at the Etihad is set for August the 7th. Finally, the Court of Arbitration for Sport has released a 93-page document revealing the written reasons for why City's two-year ban from European football was overturned. City's ban was overturned after accusations that the club's owners disguised at least $204 million as sponsorship. That went unproven, according to widespread reports, and CAS has confirmed that. The document states that City denied in the strongest possible terms that they had entered into conspiracy with their sponsors Etihad Airways and Etisalat. The club insisted a total of 5 million emails or 5.5 million emails were stolen from them, and UEFA's case was based on 6 specific emails, but a CAS panel ruled that the emails constituted admissible evidence. The written reasons confirmed that Premier League clubs had written to CAS to ask them not to agree to any City request to lift the ban during the appeal process, but City never applied for their suspension from football, European football, to be removed, and the majority of the panel found that UEFA's allegation that sponsorship income had been inflated was not proven. That's all for now. We'll have more later.